in response to a call for him to apologize or resign after he shared offensive comments about Islam, Rarit and TWP. Committeeman Lewis Reiner, listed on the town website as the deputy mayor, today issued the following statement: "I sincerely regret my Facebook post yesterday using a poor choice of words, seemingly calling the anti-Islamic faith violent. My intentions were to highlight the radical fringe jihadists who have hijacked their faith. We need more people of faith in our society today. I offer this apology to the vast majority of Muslims who practice their faith peacefully and contribute greatly to our community." According to Tapinto, the Republican elected official from the blue-collar Hunter Dunn County town had originally shared a post calling Islam a cancer that must be treated with radiation, and then made follow-up comments to a reporter stating that the religion itself is absolutely evil. He also said, "I'm an infidel, and I'm proud of it." Earlier today, U.S. Representative Tom Malinowski, D7, called on Reiner to apologize or resign. "I call on Committeeman Reiner to apologize for his comments or resign immediately," demanded the freshman congressman. "This hate-filled rhetoric has no place in our country. In every part of New Jersey and across the United States, Muslim Americans are part of our American family. They are teachers, doctors, nurses, and small business owners, public officials, police officers, and members of our military. Our country's success in giving people of all faiths the chance to live the American dream so long as they embrace American ideals makes us stronger and is the most powerful rebuke to our enemies in the world." The comment from a Republican committeeman landed at the edge of a longtime GOP-controlled county where control for the Freeholder Board is at stake in Somerset. Contacted for comment, Mayor Jeff Cull offered the following comment: "Myself and the other members of Township Committee condemn Mr. Reiner's comments, and we will be sending out a formal letter to that effect shortly, as well as taking any proper actions needed. No person of faith should be treated this way, and we do not condone his comments or similar comments at all. It is not an isolated insistence of hate speech in this campaign cycle." Last week, Patterson Democratic Councilman Mike Jackson sparked outrage after he used anti-Semitic language on the dais in City Hall. In Trenton, Council President Kathy McBride used the same racist term, "Jew us down," which subsequently sparked Councilman George Mushel to apologize for his own inability to condemn the remark. Trenton at-large Councilman Gerald Blakely called for the broader Trenton community to attend an emergency town hall condemning hate speech meeting tonight at Trenton's City Hall Council chambers at 5:30 p.m. In the wake of local, state, and national condemnation of the use and minimization of anti-Semitic slurs by members of Trenton's City Council and the continued silence and failure to acknowledge said slurs by other members of City Council, Blakely calls the meeting imperative. "I am inviting the Trenton community to attend this emergency town hall meeting to show our county, state, and country that the anti-Semitic comments of my colleagues don't represent the values of the Trenton community," said Councilman Blakely. Religious, political and community leaders are scheduled to give remarks at tonight's emergency town hall meeting to discuss how the Trenton community can combat hate speech. This cannot be the new normal. The charged atmosphere prompted the entire New Jersey congressional delegation, including Representative Frank Pallone, Jr., New Jersey 6, Representative Chris Smith, New Jersey 4, Representative Bill Puskrell, Jr., New Jersey 9, Representative Albio Sires, New Jersey 8, Representative Donald M. Payne, Jr., New Jersey 10, Representative Donald Norcross, New Jersey 1, Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, New Jersey 12, Representative Josh Gothheimer, New Jersey 5, Representative Andy Kim, New Jersey 3, Representative Tom Malinowski, New Jersey 7, Representative Mickey Sherrill, New Jersey 11, and Representative Jeff Vandrew, New Jersey 2, to specifically condemn anti-Semitic comments. "Anti-Semitism is on the rise around the world and right here in New Jersey. We must never accept bigotry or hatred in any form. We are calling on both the Trenton councilman and councilwoman to apologize immediately or resign."